Hi, we're back, and we're up on the last hour of the Dan Broley Show. Callers, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. The story is this, folks. Doesn't really hit the news. It's something you don't know anything about. But a little girl's missing. You have a situation where all over the United States, a girl is missing, a little boy is missing. So, again, you think maybe it was a situation of being snatched or a serial killer or some other horrible situation befalling these children. But the truth of the matter is a lot of these children are not where you think. Somebody has gone through an area, seen your child, filmed your child, and that picture has traveled over to a foreign country, say in Arabia. Now, you don't know where the child is. You don't have any idea, but if you do look up on clues, they won't let you get the child back. Now, we're going to ask the Herb about this. Now, again, when they do this procurement and stuff, they move the children into the Middle East. Don't they have to have passports or visas? How do they get them on the planes and just, you know, have them vanish back over to their country?
That's a very good question, Dion. The Sword family have the capability of coming into the United States without going through customs, and that's it. They don't have to go through. And they can bring contraband in, and they can take contraband out.
They can.
Yes.
Well, that's a different name for a child, contraband.
They have names for the children, and one of these contraband, they treat them like chattels. They call it product. Once the child is snatched, they become product. The high-end product goes to Saudi Arabia, to the princes, because they're the high-end buyers.
Well, you know, now the press department and the major media, I've talked to you about this before. You've taken this information to them. What happened? What is the response?
Well, there's one thing I want to say as well, Dion, going back. We own, I have StateDepartment.com as well. You can read this, all of this, on StateDepartment.com as well. Now, what happens is there's a whole procedure, bureaucratic procedure, that goes along with this.
Mm-hmm.
And once the families raise hell about this to their politicians, the lobbyists come in, and they're paid by the Saud family. They say, don't touch this. The State Department comes in, State Department Arab is. They get.
We're at another break. Oh, sorry, we'll be right back. We're here with Herb Malik. Caller is 800-313-9443.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane. And Lenny Bruce is not afraid.
Hi, we're back. And it's Late Night with Leanne on RBN, Monday through Friday, Truth Radio, 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time. We're taking callers at 800-313-9443. We're here with Herb Mallett, in regards to the story. Herb, for our listeners, can you tell how you got involved and what happened during that course of time for listeners here?
Pardon me?
Can you tell the listeners how you got involved with the investigation of these children that have been procured?
Yes, I can, Diane. I got involved with it after assisting Vietnam veterans that were tortured in Saudi Arabia. And then we found that not only that, but they were kidnapping little children in the United States.
They were torturing Vietnam veterans in Saudi Arabia?
That's correct. We have documentation on that.
Wow. Just on, could you repeat your website? You had, I believe it's bushwhack.org, statedepartment.com.
Statedepartment.com and Bushwhacker. That's W-H-A-C-K-E-R.
Bushwhacker, okay. And they're Seduced?
Pardon me?
Is there another one like Seduced or something?
Oh, sawduction.com. Which is exactly the same as StateDepartment.com.
Okay.
Well, no, this story began with you when you were overseas and you met a young girl and you found out she was one of these people that had been plucked off the street. Can you tell the listeners about that?
Pardon me?
Can you tell the listeners exactly how you got involved, you know, how you met that young girl overseas in Saudi Arabia, and then you found out?
Well, no. What happened was that all this information started coming in to our sites from parents who had organized and who had picketed the Saudi embassy and the State Department. parents that had a congressional investigation.
What happened to that?
There was a hearing in Washington on this very subject.
So then what happened? Did they take it to the complete finish? Was the panel appointed? What happened?
Well, one must realize that Saudi Arabia is controlled by the Saud family, which are 4,000 princes, and these gentlemen have a great deal of power in the United States, economic power in Washington.
So basically it was covered up.
That's correct. Whenever one of these problems arise, it makes a headline and then is immediately tampered.
Well, the thing is, I just was just astounded that, you know, none of the law enforcement agencies, again, do anything about this, because you came in this quite a bit back. When did you start doing this with seduction, you know, in other, you know, websites that you put together with your organization? You know, when did you find out? And do you have any idea what the number of kids that have been picked up off the street? Is there any number on that?
Well, we cannot commend the local police and the state police and the county police more. They have done everything possible. But once it reaches the State Department, they come down and declare retroactive diplomatic immunity, or just shut down the whole operation.
I'm just amazed. I just don't know. I'm just floored on this. John, do you want to ask him some questions here?
I guess I'm hearing things are shut down and whatnot. You're aware of it, and it must be sickening to you because it's like it was your job and your hands are tied. Is there any success stories?
Not really. It's institutionalized. There are no success stories. If we divulge the children, both male and female, because a great deal of the Saud family are homosexual, and they steal both young girls and young boys. And if we divulge their names, it would be immediately brought over Rubicali, which is the empty border, and dumped.
Well, Herb, I'm this too. I wanted to ask you, what is it that the American people can do? Do you have any petition drives going? Do you think a petition would help at all?
I can't hear you too well, Dion.
Do you think a petition drive would help? You know, if we get people signing all over, we'll open up an investigation and appoint a special task force to investigate why this is happening and why the State Department doesn't get involved. Do you think that might help?
No. State Department Arabists go on the payroll of the Saud family indirectly after they leave, and they've done their bidding.
So there's no real hope?
No.
So basically, if you had a child that you knew was being held, and the Saudis had them, and you were waiting for them to release them, about the best thing you could do is arm yourself and take them.
This has been tried by many of the mothers. There are mothers that have hired mercenaries to go over. And in one instance, several people were killed at a roadblock in Saudi Arabia. One U.S. fellow had to shoot the Saudi that was with him, so we wouldn't have to go. We wouldn't talk.
it's getting what you call down and dirty, and it's at war, I guess. That's pretty scary. It's scary to the fact if it goes that far for just some foreigner in this country that they can control, where do the other things of this country go and how far they control? I mean, we're seeing things happen, and we're wondering if we can change them. And, like, from your line of work, you're saying, no, there's no change. It's just, it's a done deal. Well, is things like NAFTA, things like the North American Alliance, we're trying to stop those kind of things, and it's sounds a little disheartening. I hope we
well,
can find...
this is this is more pervasive. This is more insidious, in that it's the parents of these children. And the only thing we can do is tell the parents to take their children and watch them, mm-hmm. constantly watch them. If there is any type of destabilization, these people come in and snatch children. And the Sword family are the high-end buyers. They buy the quality, what they call the quality children.
Who's the low-end buyers?
Low-end buyers would be pimps and people like that.
Hmm.
And there's nothing at all that anybody can do to stop it.
I can't see how it's so endemic. The only thing that families can do is watch their children and see there's no destabilization in the family.
But then, you know, the weird thing here, Herb, is you've been working on this for I don't know how long. You know, it must be so disheartening to see this and not be able to do anything with some of the cases before you.
Have you worked with Mr. Van Camp out of, I think it's North Dakota, on, like, the Franklin cover-up?
No. What we have done is go to the, we had a congressional hearing on this. We had the female congressman crying on this. This is a documented situation. Everything I've said is completely documented.
Where could we pull that up?
StateDepartment.com.
Okay.
It's rather ironic that I own StateDepartment.com when they are the nemesis situation.
In what way?
I'm just covering up.
Yeah.
That's pretty sad, because you're supposedly the State Department's supposed to be the ones, you know, overseeing and being the correlators of disciplinary action, I would say. And we're having a situation where they're basically in coerce of a mafia situation of whoever wants and has the money to buy controls.
The group in the State Department is Center of Child Affairs, Children's Affairs.
Mm-hmm. We're back at the commercial. We'll be back late night with the 800-313-9443.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
We're back, and it's Deanne. Call 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We're here with Herb Malice, and Herb, give your site again here for the listeners.
The websites are sauduction, sauduction.com, or statedepartment.com, which is the same material, and Bushwhackers. That's W-H-A-C-K-E-R-S.
Now, is there any way that we, the public, can help you and support you with the organization that you represent?
Well, Congressman Dan Burton is the one that had the hearings in Washington, D.C., and he brought a lot of the parents that had lost their children.
Okay.
I said the female congresswomen cried, a couple of them. And it still goes on.
So the parents, they're not really out of the loop. They pretty much know, some of these parents know, that their children have been taken overseas. Correct?
Yes. Ones that were before the committee, yes.
They went before the committee, what did the committee say? They were going to do anything or just listening like voyeurs? You know, what was the purpose of the meeting? What did they conclude?
Well, you have lobbyists, the Sword family lobbyists, and they have a lot of money and a lot of clout.
John?
Is there any...
Are you there, John?
Yeah, I'm wondering if there's any mind control going on here to where, you know, say they want some child and they're able to disrupt the family with mind control methods of whatever, or financially disrupt the family, or I didn't know if there's like outside methods that they would use just to pick anybody that they would want.
No. Example, during the tsunami I forget where it was. In
Indonesia?
Indonesia, mm-hmm. Yes. They had a great deal of Swedish families there on vacation. And we are told that the kidnappers went in there because they knew that there were Swedish children. Swedish, that the blonde, blue-eyed children bring the highest amount of money. And that's what the Saud family buy.
It's funny that the Saud family has all dark-haired people. You think some of the genetics would be coming through?
They are.
Interesting. Well, Herb, do you have any books out or, you know, anything that people can go to, like outside the Internet, or is this on the Internet based only?
Well, what we did on our sites, they could center on StateDepartment.com. Sorduction.com is read in the Middle East, and it is a very, very, has a very, very good following. And we get letters from the Middle East, and they say, why don't people in the United States understand what's going on?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just so sad that this is going on in 2007, and we have no one to legislate to stop it. That's the thing that's scary.
Well, you have to look at the other side as well, Dion. The Saud family provide a resistance to the extreme Muslims, and they are the protector of the holy sites.
Such a horrible story, people that have been kidnapped, now, how old do they get to be there? Do they give any number or say how long they live in, you know, in those kind of conditions under slavery?
Well, it's institutionalized. The prior ambassador, Bandar bin Sultan's mother was a slave from Sudan, or his grandmother, I don't know which.
And I don't know, Herb, and also I want to ask you, too, if there is any information about this case with the young lady that went down and went to that college. Have any other detail to that case, I would love to hear it. The woman that, you know, went down to, where was it, the Aruba?
Aruba?
Yeah, that disappeared. And is there anything other than, you know, that's what you said, that give an idea where she might be? We're going to break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
the end. Hello? We got you? Are you still with me, Herb?
I'm here.
Okay, here we go. There we are. Have we had anybody ever escape from, like, the Saudis to where they got home and wrote a book on this or anything?
Yes, there have been several instances of things happening, but generally what happens is that the Saud family, the high-end buyers on the international sex slavery market, they are the high-end buyers. And that means that they only buy, I'd say, the top 5 or 2%. And they will pay $200,000 for a blonde, blue-eyed child.
Now, once they get old to where they don't want them anymore, they just delete them?
We have a scenario that has been worked out, but no. Some of them are allowed gracious living. There's a whole scenario that's very, very complicated.
All right, so basically it's like a life of slavery, of sex slavery or service or whatever for $200,000, and it's maybe a good life, maybe it's not a good life. I guess it'd be dependent up to the person and the master.
Well, they're taken away from the children. Their parents are taken away. The children are taken away from the parents. And what happens is that the children are conditioned in Saudi Arabia.
So basically they're set up through either mind control or through just operations of discipline or whatever.
No, there's a mind control, and we know what it is. So they're not allowed to use their Christian name ever again. They're given a name. All of their garments are taken from them, and they're given different garments to wear. Their lifestyle is totally changed, and they are assigned generally a Filipino slave.
You mean a slave for the slaves?
Yes, but the Filipinos work for almost nothing and generally don't get paid. You know.
They would pay the slaves then?
Well, what happens is that the child comes over. Their name is taken away from them, and they're given a Saudi Saud family type name. And then their garments are taken from them. They're not allowed to touch their bodies. Their bodies are property of the king, or probably of the prince. And their bodies are manicured and taken care of very well by a specific slave. Or indentured servant.
Right. But that's only like the 2 to 5%, though. The other people go to be pimps or whatever, being whored off or whatever.
Well, no. The United States, within the United States, they say all these children are kidnapped and we don't know where they are. But they do know where these specific children are. And at StateDepartment.com, you will read about that. And you will read about instances in national that had been reported by national media of instances like this.
They're just probably one statement, though, and then it's gone for good.
One girl in Miami was procured over a month or so with flowers, and then she was invited to a party. She went with a couple of girlfriends, and the chef said, you have to leave here because the you have to leave through the service elevator because these girls that come in here leave on the helicopter to the prince's plane and are taken over to Saudi Arabia. That's that was in the national news.
Well,
I believe it was the Miami Chronicle or Tribune or whatever it is.
Maybe Miami Herald, maybe. Well, I just had an article out of one of the papers down there where they were there was a DA that was being ostracized as being corrupt, and he went to one of the papers down there, and he ended up committing suicide by shooting himself twice in back of the head while he was visiting the paper. And so that kind of puts some light on to what might be going on and who's in control of what. And it's
well, people are suicided, accidented, and disappeared all the time.
Yeah, especially with the two shots behind the head.
There is a statement. There are two things I would like to mention here, and that is there is a statement that they use in Washington, that is plausibility of denial. Now, can I ask you what that means?
Plausibility, the ability of a denial to be accepted.
That's correct. Everybody that does something has to have the plausibility of denial.
Well, it's like the IRS giving you your report is frivolous. It makes it like a
more ambiguous than that.
Right.
It's a little more ambiguous.
I'm in the middle of that. That's why I'm able to quote it. You don't follow the law and you're frivolous. And the fact of the matter is, I'm neither. And but they're stating that, and they stand by it. Even though you have something that's concrete and right in their face, they just ignore you, and they're the controllers. And they
I have to pay $88,000 this year, so I don't.
You had to pay $88,000?
Yeah.
They want $120,000 for me. I don't have it. But I've
I had to sell some of my stocks.
Well, I'm not sure what is going to all happen here.
Interesting thing about the IRS thing is that it seems to be attacking everybody across the United States now. Everybody is going through this thing where they're seeming to be coming after people. The IRS is, for no rhyme or reason.
Well,
anything about that? I know that you also have a site dealing with the IRS issue.
I own internalrevenue.com as well. I have statedepartment.com and internalrevenue.com.
Can you talk about the internal revenue issue or what you have there on that site?
No, I don't. I know quite a few of the people as a member of the National Press Club in Washington that worked for the high-end people at the IRS. I believe they're honest, devout, earnest people. They're hardworking people. They 9-to-5 it like most people. But it's the people above them, the C5s, the political.
What is C5?
Well, you have the GS. Those are the government service people. Those are the grunts that are 9-to-5ers, like all of us. And then the C5s are the political appointees.
Because that's where the problem's coming in.
Well, the political appointees want favors done for large contributors.
Well, that's one reason I'm running into trouble, because I'm a whistleblower, and probably the C5s want me out of here.
C5s would like to see you in not out of there, but down.
Right.
Well, is there any way you could stop them from harassment?
Well, this goes back to the children type thing. It's institutionalized. All of this is institutionalized. And there's a plausibility of denial all along the way. The local police, the local officials, county officials, the state officials are very, very good. But then when you get into State Department or areas of not internal revenue, but internal revenue overseers, the politicians, then things happen.
Well, one thing I did with the IRS is I have a hardship, which I've been fighting for like 12 years. I use my retirement up for to maintain my farm. And also, I have an insurance claim, which I went to court over. I won negligence, but they awarded me zero money. But then other information's come up which shows exactly what I said and verifies it. So now I have an opening in the case. But because I've proven the vets in Cornell University lying and the insurance department lying, and I got like extortion going on, they actually changed minutes of court. They don't want me proving that because I'd have the court being in obstruction of justice. I'd have Cornell University, who's not supposed to lie and produce false evidence, doing so. And so anyhow, we've got this, you know, bottom line. They don't want it. They don't want me to be successful and show this to be happening. And it's quite a battle, but I really don't know where it's all going to fall. The old Lord, he's kind of directed me pretty good so far, and every time where I think I'm going to fall, he somehow brings something through that I'm flying again. So I guess I've got to have faith and just hang in there. But
well, we've drifted from StateDepartment.com and into InternalRevenue.com, both of which I own. Most people would say, how the hell in life people own those two things? I was the first person to purchase them. But with regard to the State Department, with regard to the Internal Revenue, I've met individuals on the second tier, and they're very, very earnest people. On the first tier, you have people who have to deal with the C5s or political appointees. And it's very, very difficult for them. They're strong-armed, twisted. We've seen congressional hearings again. I've been in these congressional hearings with regard to the children that were kidnapped. That was germane to Internal Revenue. And it's just relatively the same thing.
When they didn't want to listen to the law as it's been written and whatnot, and what my argument was, because I offered them the insurance claim for settlement, and they didn't. And I says, well, if you don't want that, then I've offered payment. I mean, an estoppel situation. They didn't like that. I says the Patriot Act, which is an illegal law, says that I can't pay a tentative terrorist. And then I get into the 9/11 effect of it being an inside job, and basically can prove it. And also I warned the IRS agents on the lower side, you know, that 132 out of 50,000 people, only 3,000 people are at the Twin Towers, and 132 of them were IRS agents. I says, how come they didn't warn you guys? And the phone went quiet. I'm sure they wrote up a list on me, but it's bottom line, it's the truth. And so where do you stop telling the truth?
You were lost.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back.
Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Back with her ballot. We're talking about the issues that of children missing children and where they might be. Before the break, we were talking also about your other website that deals with the question of taxes. Now, is there any place somebody could go to get these, things listed off of them with the IRS?
No, I was just the first person on this planet to purchase 178 pertinent names, two of which are StateDepartment.com and InternalRevenue.com, both of which are active.
And the InternalRevenue.com, do you have a service that you help people?
No. What we do is report idiosyncrasies.
Okay.
Not in the State Department. Pardon me, not in the Internal Revenue, but on different other matters.
Well, we appreciate you coming on the program tonight, and you've been very interesting, and hopefully people can watch their children a little more closely and have a reason to watch their children more closely and not have their guard down, because it's a dangerous time.
Well, if I can mention a summary.
You're more than welcome to. Go right ahead.
I think that all of your listeners should realize that their children are very, very important to them. And once they're out of their sight forever, they have remorse. So family.
The other thing is her too now. Also,
Dan, are you trying to do a summary?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I say that these families should not destabilize their families. Whatever color, race they are, they should not destabilize their families because they're susceptible to predators.
Well, I think that's, you know...
One of the other things it has to say, I have to say, is that these children can command $200,000 just by being kidnapped. That's how much the price is.
When the times get tough, that becomes a heck of a number to work for.
That's correct. And that's the high-end price the Saudi Arabian sword family will pay.
And trying to get deceitful, I guess, and I don't want to get deceitful, is like, well, how would you become a salesperson? But I really don't even want to go there. Well, I appreciate you coming on tonight, Herb, and thank you for being here, and we appreciate it. Thank you for your information.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we've got, I think this is it for the program.
Yes, it is. And everybody out there, thank you for listening, and thanks, Herb, for coming on. And good night. We'll be back next Saturday.
Hey, God love everybody. Good night.
Monday through Friday on Truth Radio. Good night. Peace.